I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Good to be with you. And we begin today in Brussels with the aftermath of yesterday's attacks there. Belgium began 3 days of official mourning today for the victims, and investigators identified two of the suicide bombers in Brussels as brothers. That's interesting because it is not the first time family ties have emerged among terror suspects.
If you were to look at all terrorist activities in the last 25 years, at least 30% of the time, you're dealing with family members.
We'll hear more about that later. First, though, I want to turn to Belgian playwright Ismaël Saïdi. We've had him on the show before talking about his play Jihad. It's about young people from Belgium who are recruited by ISIS and become disillusioned. Ismaël uses the play to talk to Belgian school kids about the dangers of radicalization. Ismaël, thanks for being with us. What is it like in Brussels today?
You know, it's like that we are in a nightmare and we're just waiting to waking up because we don't know how many people are dead, really, because they're still looking in the subway. And I think that we will just get the list of the names tonight. So we're completely lost and praying for all those people who are dead and the others who are injured.
I mean, you're right. This is a nightmare. But I would say that the contours of this nightmare were, I guess you saw them somewhat earlier than most people. I'm just wondering how that's changed your perspective on what happened yesterday.
You know, the saddest things I can tell you, and I know maybe you will be shocked, but we were waiting for that. You know, like waiting near the window, seeing the storm, hearing the storm, and just waiting for the storm to coming. And that's what's happened yesterday. We were waiting for stuff like this. And we're just shocked now that it really happens home. So I can't find words right now. We're just all mourning. The problem for me is that it's more than 1 year that I'm working with this play, and we're just talking about it each day with kids, with teenagers, with adults. So it's like I'm always in this subject. And now the reality is more ugly than the fiction.
Ismaël, you've got a pretty interesting background for a playwright. You're the son of North African immigrants. You're Muslim. You worked also as a policeman for years. So how are people there responding to you?
I grew up in a part of Brussels where they found yesterday the bombs that they used for the attack. So we're coming from there. And when you have someone who's playing or is writing and was writing about things that he really knows, I think that this minority, it feels himself like, okay, there is someone from us and he's talking to us. Let's talk together. I think that's it.
As a police officer who worked in Brussels for 15 years, do you think you notice things the rest of us wouldn't? The rest of Belgium does not notice.
No, not really. I think you can notice them by living inside this neighborhood, not by being policemen. I don't think so. I think you notice some stuffs when you're a policeman, but not radicalization, not marginalization, you know, like being outside, being at the edge of town. Okay.
Yeah.
So I think that to know what's happening on the edge, you have to be in the edge, finally. And I don't think that policemen can see that.
Right. Well, as we now know, these two suspects, the brothers, were both born in Belgium.
Yeah, in Schaarbeek, where I'm coming from.
Critics were blaming Muslims for not protesting yesterday, condemning what happened, and you tweeted a response.
I was telling that if you don't see Muslims going on the streets, it's because they're already on the streets. They're working, you know, they're helping people. They're driving cabs. They're nursing people in the hospitals. They're looking for injuries of their families. They're waiting for people who will never come back, and they're mourning today. The Muslims are mourning like everybody else. That's the reason why you don't see them. And you don't see them because they look like you. That's the reason. The reason why you don't see Muslims on the streets protesting, it's because they are protesting. They are looking like you.
They're just like everybody else mourning
exactly,
at the same time.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
So Ismaël, what do you think the public conversation in Belgium should be about right now? What should it focus on?
If you focalize all your energy to go after those criminals, because that's all they are, criminals, you will lose your time. Because for one criminal that you will catch, there will be five or six or seven more. I think the only solution is to go two or three generations after, so the kids, and to learn them the way to live together here in Europe with our love for freedom, our love for laughing of everything. You know, we have to tell those kids that they are a part of Europe, of Brussels, of Belgium. And if you grew up like this, you grew up without hate. And if you don't hate, you don't kill. That's the equation. I remember an old equation coming from Spain, from the Islamic period of Spain. You know, they were saying at this time that ignorance is the beginning of fear, and fear is the beginning of hate, and hate is the beginning of violence. So you have to kill ignorance at first, because if you don't kill ignorance, you will always have this equation, and you will always run after the violence, but it will never end.
Yeah, but how do you do that? You've got kids of your own. How do you speak with them about bloody, scary events like a bombing?
We're trying to tell them that that's criminals. Even when they are kids, even when they are young, they see they watch TV, so they know a lot of stuff. So we're trying to don't lie to them. We treat them as kids, but we don't lie to them. So we said, okay, that's criminals. They are killing people. And they are the minority, not us. We are the majority. We are the good people. We are trying to live together. And the only way to catch those guys is to still doing what we love to do, working, going to school, go to the movies, go to theater. We're trying to learn them to love their country, to love the way they are living, to love our way of life. And I think that, you know, you will not see the effects right now, because you can't see the effects right now. We will see it maybe in 20 years, in 25 years. So we're working with the kids now and hoping that in 20, 25 years, there will no minority anymore here. And everybody will try to live together here in respect, one for the other, one for each other, with respect for our values, because these values, the European values, they are the values of Muslims, non-Muslims, Jew, atheist, Buddhist, of everyone. We all value life. We don't value that. Then we try to learn them down, to teach them that. And if they understand that, maybe in 20 years, we will have wonderful grown-ups in a wonderful country.
Right. Well, we'll see in a generation if that approach works. For the time being, do you think that approach diffuses any anxiety the kids may have?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't have the answer for that, but maybe. But as I always say, it's better than doing nothing. So we try.
Belgian playwright Ismael Saidi, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much.